Welcome to the Bruce Pitcher Podcast, CEO of Larger in Life, the greatest coaching company in the world, once weighing over 400 pounds and now have lost over 200 pounds, living larger in life. We're going to talk about on this podcast, overcoming, doing things that people would say is impossible, and give you the tools to transformation. So let's get fired up and get pumped on life. Let's go. All right, welcome back to the Bruce Pitcher Podcast with my co-host Corey Ife Sayuli.
Yeah, good morning.
We are here and ready to bring it again. Last week we talked a lot about reset meals and stuff like that, so hopefully that was really helpful for you guys. And like always, if you guys will just like and share this podcast, if you get something out of it, so everybody that's listening, the thousands among thousands of downloads that we've had, and if you are listening, share it like crazy, please. We highly recommend it. If you like something that you got from this, like really do, just keep sharing it because we want to get the word out.
And if you don't like it, we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, at least you're listening. You're here. So this is a big weekend. There was WrestleMania. If there's any WrestleMania fans out there, there's a national championship, Final Four.
Dude, how long have you been a wrestling fan, would you say?
Oh, dude, forever.
Like since you were a little kid?
Yeah. But it's amazing now. It's like not like you used to be able to be like, oh, I don't want to say that I watch WrestleMania.
It's true.
But now you can just say you watch WrestleMania. Dude, I turned on sports radio. Everybody was talking about it. They were all like,
yeah.
All the sports guys literally were like, hey, share us what you, your WrestleMania moment, what you thought was great last night.
Dude, like Pat McAfee, he's huge.
Yeah, he's
there.
He loves
WrestleMania. Well, remember we were talking about earlier, it's like, remember when we were in high school, like, we were during WrestleMania, during the Rock and the Stone Cold era, and Triple H, and NWO.
People used to not like it as much, and then that kind of caught fire, then it kind of, but lately, they've been just crushing it.
Yeah, they're crushing it again. I feel like they're up back up to where they were.
Oh, yeah. 100%. So that was way cool, so.
Who did you have winning for the national championship for the women's?
Dude, I wanted Iowa real bad.
South Carolina, dude, undefeated, bro.
I know, man. They just have so many people.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, and, you know, there's all this discussion, does Caitlin Clark need to win to be the GOAT? I think there's just a lot of haters out there that say that are knocking her for that.
Why? Because she didn't win?
Yeah, because she didn't win the title. I'm just like, first of all, you're all UConn girls that are talking.
Yeah.
And you put her on those UConn teams, come on. This is Iowa we're talking about. Yeah. No offense to anybody that's out of Iowa, but, like, it's just, I mean, come on, man. Larry Bird was on Indiana State, and he didn't win the national title in college. He got to it, but nobody knocked him. You know what I mean? So
Jerry Rice was on Mississippi Valley State.
It's so weird. Yeah. It's so weird to me how much she's brought to the women's game and then how many women, like, WNBA stars are, like, hating on her.
Yeah, why is that?
Dude, this is my theory. And no offense, like guys and girls are all, but girls can be petty, bro.
Dude, girls are petty, not can be.
Yeah,
girls are petty.
So you think about the hot, think how many of them get jealous when the hot new girl shows up. Like, honestly, it's a thing. We're not trying to offend any women out there because guys have their own flaws too. But like, think about it. It's like.
They're different when it comes to holding a grudge, when it comes to anger.
There's like just hating. They don't like all the jealous, I think all the publicity that she's getting, which girls love.
Women are just mean.
Yeah, dude. That's what I was thinking. I was like thinking it was mean girls, dude. I was just like, because the one girl was like, there's levels of this. And I'm like thinking the NBA, when the new rookies and stuff are coming in, there's never this like, dude, we're going to stick it to them. No. Da, da, da.
Well, remember when she got, Caitlin Clark got all that heat because Ice Cube offered her like $4 million
to come dude. And join the, it's just,
the, first of all, if you're giving me $4 million to come do that for a year or two, I'm in. Because you're not going to get that in WNBA.
No. I just was like, it just is weird to me how much hate is going on that because, I don't know, that's just weird. Because it's good for all of them because it's putting more eyes on the game. And if there's more eyes. Now, I did think maybe they're being smart because they are talking trash. So therefore, it kind of intrigues a person like me. I'm like, well, then, man, I want to see Caitlin Clark as a rookie light them up. So I'll see if she goes in and WNBA plays against them and lights them up, and it's like a feud, and it's kind of like a rivalry. Because, I mean, that will get me to watch, right? If I know there's like some bad blood, I love watching a little sport rivalries, right? Yeah. Not like mean stuff.
The competition.
Like, yeah, I love it.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Like, I'll tell you right now, I think Caitlin Clark's going to go in there. I feel like women's basketball is one of those things where she's going to come in, like, she's a dog in college, women's college basketball. Like, I mean, like, she's a beast. Like, she's a goat. She's going to be one of the goats forever.
Oh, forever.
And so the reason why I bring that up is in the women's basketball, like, she's going to continue on in the WNBA, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
It's different in men's sports because in, like, the NBA, NFL, you could be the number one pick and not pan out.
Yeah, exactly.
But because they're all out. Like, dude, she's good.
She is good. And, dude, she does something that never has been done before.
Yeah.
Nobody's been able to basically, like, in girls' basketball, cross half court and be able to hit a shot like she can.
Dude, she's got Steph Curry range.
Easily, dude. It's like, well, she might be the first woman player that they say, like, Steph Curry, once they get off the bus, can hit a shot.
Dude, they showed a video of, I can't remember what team was warming up during the March Madness tournament. I think it was like, was it Indiana or might have been Nebraska? They were shooting from the outside, like the logo where she was shooting in the game. Dude, and they couldn't make as many as her.
Yeah, no, not even close, dude. Not even close.
But anyways, yeah, haters, man. Haters, stay away, dude. You guys are...
It's crazy just how, like, haters are just, like, so... It's so weird, man, with social media. And that's something we can, like, kind of get into and just, like, people in general, man. It's just, like, when people start to be successful, and especially... I've seen this so many times in the weight loss world, man. When people lose weight, they get this arrogance to them, and they think they're, like, above the law, and they think they know it all. And it's just crazy to me how it just happens, man.
I feel like it's like with anything in life. Once you see a little bit of success, you do one of two things. You can either continue on that path and get better, or your head can just get huge.
Yeah.
Which 9 times out of 10,
huge.
People's heads get big.
Yeah, get big.
And I don't know if that's on purpose, but it just happens.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What was I going to say? Did you see, that South Carolina coach, dude, she gave mad props to Caitlin Clark.
Dude, that was awesome. I'm glad she said that. And it needed to be said, you know, because then I think it made a lot of people, like, backtrack a little bit of what they were saying, because it's true, dude. They had more viewers than the NBA Finals, the World Series, like, and that's not because of anybody else except, I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I was watching it. I've never watched women's basketball like this until Caitlin Clark, period.
You know how many March Madness women's basketball college I ever watched before this year? Zero.
Me too.
Caitlin Clark, single-handedly. Okay, and also I want to say, I did have, I was going for the hometown team, the University of Utah, Elisa Peely.
That is true. I did watch, you know what, they kind of got me a little interested because they were doing well.
Yeah, they did well, especially when she was balling against South Carolina, LSU, but anyways.
So, yeah, so that's a lot going on. A lot of good times. The UFC 300's coming up this next weekend. The NFL draft. April's just loaded.
Loaded.
So and then
hey, we went to we already talked about that. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
do you have a gym etiquette at all?
This week?
Anything come to mind?
No, I can't really think of it.
How's the body holding up, bro?
Dude, the body's not holding up, dude.
You and me both.
Yeah, man. It's just like, I was just thinking about today, I need to tone it down. I just need to do some light stuff for a little while.
So in case you guys didn't know, or I don't even know if we've really talked about this. So since I hit my milestone in my life of benching over 500 pounds, my elbow has severely deteriorated.
Dude, I'm like massaging mine as you're saying it. I'm just like, oh.
So I can't do and bring this up because I'm trying to make a point here is, sometimes you have to, you've heard the term adapt or die, right? Like, it's kind of what you got to do. So I cannot, like, for probably a good 2 months, maybe 3 months this year, 2 months, I couldn't even do a push-up.
Dude.
I couldn't even do a machine. Like, I could barely do 135, the bar. Like, it's funny because it's kind of, I wouldn't say it's my identity, but it changes the way you look at things. You know, when you go to the gym, when I go to the gym, I'm pumped. Now I go to the gym, I'm like, I'm not as pumped as I used to be, but I know I got to get it in, which I'm glad because of my habits before going to the gym is there. It's kind of, you know, help keep these habits because I don't go as heavy as I used to be. or as I used to go as far as weight on the upper body. Now my lower body is getting stronger, but my upper body, like, it's just nothing. So now all I focus on is legs and cardio, which has been a blessing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what I've been focusing on. It's funny because I ordered a heavy duty knee brace, bro. That has the things on the side to like prevent it from like twisting.
You got a Donjoy, bro?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because I have this CrossFit competition coming up, and I've got a dip.
Oh.
I got to do a dip press, and I'm just like, I don't dare dip anymore because my knee is so fragile right there. So I got that for it.
Well, then don't, like, how's your toes though too? Because like,
well, the toe is a genetic thing that I've just never been able to deal with.
That's affected or no?
Oh yeah, because there's lunges, so I can't do. I literally physically can't do a lunge. I was telling you that,
like a normal lunge.
Yeah, I can't do a lunge on this leg. It's just the one that simple.
So,
like,
so
I literally can't do a lunge.
So the Ficin's got basically a square shaped joint going into a round hole socket.
Yeah.
In his toes, basically.
So you all have seen that before if you try to get it.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No.
But so you got that knee. So is it going to help or have you tried it or you got it?
I'll try it tonight. See, I put it on today and yesterday and I'll see what it does tonight at the gym.
When's your competition?
In like 4 weeks. May the 4th be with you, dude.
So you got 4 weeks to see
me and Danny Lopez, my partner.
Oh, dude. That's going to be.
You might have to come over and say hello to us. We're there all day.
Where is it at?
Chandler. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to not go, bro. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Yeah,
that's what I figured. Yeah, so that's good.
Well, what are we getting into today?
I just think we just, what do you think we should get into?
Well, we were talking about the haters, right? I know, so I guess I'll just bring it up. Since you started this, you know, since you started LTL, or even your journey as well, as far as transformation, losing weight, I guess what's the difference from when you were losing weight to now being a coach as far as, you know, the naysayers, the people who are, you know, the social media warriors, the keyboard warriors. I mean, do you still see it or is it, was it worse when you were losing weight? Is it worse now or is it the same or not as much? You know what I'm saying?
You know, I think there's been like, I don't know, you know, sometimes you make up some things. I think there's been people that have been bitter towards what I do and how I do things and say things. I think that's always what it is. But something that Goggins always said, you'll never have a hater that's above you.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you'll never have a hater that's being more successful than you. So if they're hating on you, they're just not at your level.
Do you feel like it's one of those things where it's like media or press where any press is good press, like good press and bad press, it's still good press?
Yeah, because, I mean, the eyes are on, right? They obviously are paying attention.
Yeah.
It's like Reddit that people go into Reddit and badmouth people, but all those people are watching.
That's so
true. You know
what
I mean? They're watching. They're taking the time. You are living rent-free in their head.
Yeah.
You know, and you just let them do that. It's like the guy that we saw with the bench press that did 225 100 times, and you just see all these comments of people just like, that's not a full rep. I wish he should do it like the NFL Combine. It's like, dude, just be impressed that he did, like, to do that many reps at 225, I don't care how you did it, that's impressive.
Yeah, just so you guys are aware, like, 225 pounds on the bench, first of all, is good, is an awesome milestone. But then in the NFL Combine, if you're, it goes by position, but if you can average anywhere from, like, if you're doing 20 or more, that's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, especially if you're not an athlete.
That's, like, way amazing.
That's amazing. If you can do 20 now,
if you can do 10, bro.
That's true. If you can do 10. If you do
10, you're freaking, you're in the elite, a very small percentage of that thing you sent me. Like, in the world of strength.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's insane.
So, 100.
He is also one of the strongest people in the world. Gosh. So, that is a valid point. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. I don't know how he didn't get rhabdo, dude.
Well, you've seen his training videos, bro. He does serious workouts.
He does do serious workouts. Like,
he's benching 500, 600, so it's ridiculous.
But, you know, we just want to kind of touch on that. Just kind of pay attention to the people, and if they are nagging you or bad-mouthing and stuff like that, just know, like, a hater is never somebody that's above you. That's the honest truth. They just don't care.
And you know what's so crazy? It's so hard. Like, it's easier said than done, and I understand that, but it's more about your mindset and how you feel about yourself. Because if you're doing things that you feel like you put you in the position to succeed, then you don't need to worry about what others are saying. And the reason why I bring this up is because I see this right now. I see this with my own daughter. She's in softball. She's a freshman playing varsity, which is awesome. And I'm not saying that to boost or boast about her, but she works hard. Like, she doesn't slack. Like, she's good listener. She goes to practice, works hard. She does stuff outside of practice. But there's a girl, a specific girl, who's a junior right now. and she just nags her all the time. She's like, Jordan, why do you do this? Or why do you, you know, why do you this? And my daughter, she's a sweetheart. Like, and I'm not just saying that because she's my kid, but she really is like, she'll do exactly what you say. And so she's always like, Dad, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know why. She always has something to say about it. It's like, straight up, she's threatened by you.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
And it's not because, you know, one's better than the other, but I mean, to come in and do what she's doing, and she's, you know, she's getting attention from the coaches. This other girl doesn't like it. And the thing is, the girl, that junior, she's not a bad player. She's a good player. She's not a very good teammate. Mm-hmm, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so she's got her little thing going on. And so I always tell my daughter, I'm like, hey, listen, you cannot. Now, again, this is easier said than done, but you got to reiterate it. It's something that she's got to, you work on daily. You cannot worry about what they said. Like you said, how does that quote go? If
which one?
What you're just saying about
the haters.
The haters are what?
The haters are never above you.
They're never above you. Like,
they're never like achieving more. You've never seen a person that's achieving more behavior.
Yeah. She's so, I try to tell her, she's so worried about you that you're just going to continue to keep going. Mm-hmm, don't worry about it. And I know, and she's young, you know, she's 15 and still trying to figure that out. But I think just like in life, you know, you got to just not worry about it. They're going to say what they're going to say. If you just keep going and keep succeeding, whatever it is, like for you, for Gene, LTL, like, how many people said that you weren't going to get this company going, and look where it's at now? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, we can always do better, but it's true, like you say, though, like social media and seeing things and the haters, the only time that it affects you, and that's where it is so true, the haters, the only time usually you hate on somebody on social media is because you're not happy with what you're at and you're doing well.
Exactly.
Like if you're – and it goes – that's just like for me, for instance, like I'll get bitter at people towards social media – If like I'm not where I want to be and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to. So if I see somebody like crush a workout or something, sometimes I'll be like, oh, well, that was nothing. That was fake, whatever.
Bro rep.
Yeah, just because I'm not doing it right at the time. Right, but if I'm in my element and I'm keeping my integrity and doing what I'm supposed to do, then all that stuff, I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Well, I'm doing me. You know, that's really what it boils down to. So if you don't want to stress and worry about things and if you are being a hater towards people or looking at things on social media, ask yourself, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, where are you at and what are you doing?
Look at yourself.
Yeah.
That's so true, because I find the same thing in my life where I'm just like looking, I'm like, man, what's – and I'm like, wait, why am I hating? It's like, I got my own issues.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. But so,
anyways, I think short and sweet today. You got anything else to add?
Nope, that's it, man. Until next week, we'll be ready to roll.
All right, you ready? We've got Epic Weekend coming up
soon. Epic Weekend coming up. We might do a men's retreat, so if people are interested, let us know.
Ooh, men's retreat.
Men's boot camp, dude. Just men only.
Men. Can you give a little teaser? What's up?
Yeah, just have you come out to Arizona. We'll have some other guys here to help you develop and work on some mindset and kind of have a chance to really break down the barriers that guys struggle with.
I'll maybe get a bro session.
Bro session. Oh, dude, I want 100%.
Oh, dude, some pool ball maybe?
Oh, that's a good idea. Pool ball, there we go.
Get some testosterone.
Yeah,
some
testosterone running through the veins.
Steak, beef.
That's right. All right, guys, we are out. Have a good one.
Peace.